Q94, it's your Mountain of Rock, and your Friday's Coaches Shows continues as we head on down to Liberty High School and visit with Liberty Eagles head basketball coach Justin Harrell. And how are we doing this morning, Coach?
Pretty good. How are you?
Fantastic. It's, man, I tell you what, basketball now is in full swing, and your Liberty Eagles heading into this year, there was going to be a transition into, you know, the overall chemistry of the team. And you and your team have really just started off fantastic, on this early season. What's your take on the team so far?
Last year was my first year, and now we got a new team. You know, we lost four starters. Parker Toon returned and came back from Glendale, and so basically we were starting from scratch again. With a whole new team, everybody's taking on new roles, and I think they've responded pretty well.
Yeah, absolutely. And just kind of recapping, the Cabool Holiday Tournament in your first year, Liberty won the tournament, and that was so special because of those seniors that graduated, they've played their guts out and really never had anything to hang their hat on, but they were able to go out as a champion in that Cabool Holiday Tournament, and that had to have been kind of a special moment for them and you in your first year.
Yeah, for sure. The Cabool Holiday Tournament, I think it's one of the best small team tournament around at the holiday time. So I it kind of holds dear to my heart, and I kind of enjoy it. So.
Yeah. And now this year, of course, coming into it as defending tournament champions, you got the 2 seed. And the first round, you took on Dora, picked up a win. The second round, I believe, who was it we had the second round?
We played Licking in the second
round. Yeah, that's right, Licking. And then in the semifinals, Pocahontas. Those three games, that stretch of those three games, Liberty really played good, and that last one, I know you and I, we had messaged, and you sent me a very short message that said we finally pulled one out, because of your losses, I mean, they're single digit losses.
Yeah, we had this year. We've had a lot of close games. The games that we've lost, and I think three of our losses are by 2 points, and the other two are by. Or the other one is by 6. So, we've had some close games for sure.
But finally pulling one out, and then a rematch against Norwood. And, Norwood, number one in Class 2. They're going to do lots of great things this year. Liberty was definitely the underdog going to that tournament. But I think that performance turned a lot of heads towards the Liberty Eagles.
Yeah, I thought we played – I don't know. I don't want to say scared, but I thought we played a little timid in the first half, and in the second half, I just told them that we just needed to play, like they understand and they know how to play. And I think we put a lot of pressure on them for sure in the fourth quarter.
Well, and I was doing the broadcast, and I kind of thought the one thing that really helped Liberty in that game, I thought, was back to the Liberty tournament when Liberty played Bakersfield and just that pressure that Bakersfield, because we hadn't seen anything quite like that. And that was a good game to prepare for other games like the Norwood game that's going to come later in the season. I thought Alex Toon, he hadn't seen anything like that. And you and I had talked, and he wasn't asked to do a lot of that stuff last year. And this year, he's got a much larger role.
Yeah, for sure. Last year Alex was really a knockdown shooter, but when we had Terrell, and he didn't really have to handle the ball that much. And now he's got all of the duties that he has to do as a point guard, and he's got to take care of it, and he's got to break presses, and he's got to, he's had some growing pains going along the way, but I think he responded well, especially in the Cabool Holiday Tournament.
And also we got to talk about the bench, because Parker Toon, he got into a little bit foul trouble early in that contest, and you had to really lean on your bench, and they answered.
We haven't had a lot of bench production early on. And we had great response from the bench. Landon Hines came in and made a three. You know, I played two freshmen that played some big minutes, you know, that they're, you know, that's probably their first time doing that and playing, you know, meaningful minutes that really meant a lot. And I thought they responded well, especially in front of a big crowd.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. And, you know, I mean, again, Liberty came up just short. There's lots of positives out of that game that definitely can push a team through the rest of the season. Agree?
For sure. You know, no one likes to lose, you know, and especially, you know, I'm not the greatest loser, and I just don't like it. But, you know, when I see what we did and go back and watch the film, I mean, we just played our hearts out, and we left it all on the floor, and that's all you can really ask.
Well, it doesn't get any easier. Tonight, on the road, headed to Hartville to take on the Eagles. And the Eagles, they lost two games in the blue and gold, but a very formidable opponents, and they'll be looking to, you know, get back on the right track as well.
Yeah, they'll be looking to bounce back, and, you know, we will have to come ready and prepared, or it'll be a long night for sure.
You know, I mean, it's – and on the road, too, that's – it's always tough, you know, at Hartville. They've just got a long history, but, you know, the team have – both teams have had time to kind of rest, get their legs back under them, because 4 days, a four-day tournament, that is that's tough to get through, isn't it?
Yeah, it's for sure. You know, even this year we had a little break in between the third and the fourth game, and our kids really, really needed it. And still, you know, playing four games in 5 days, it's just that's pretty tough.
And with this Hartville Eagle team, it's really going to be a game of patience because, you know, offensively they're going to run their offense. If they don't get the look they want, they're going to keep running it until they get the shot they want. And how much pressure does that put on a defense?
You know, we kind of – that's kind of been our nemesis. You know, people try to spread us out and beat us off the dribble. You know, and I think we've been responding well to it, and maybe being more patient on defense has been a key for us lately. So I'm hoping that we'll respond well to that and, you know, not go for steals when we don't need to and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, it ought to be a dandy one. The game tonight, Liberty and Hartville, will be on the Fox 96.9. Tip-off will be right around 7. And, hey, bring a coat, folks, because it's going to get chilly after that game. And, you know, again, now through the Christmas break, each game gets a little more meaningful, doesn't it?
Yeah, you know, we're trying to stride and play our best basketball. You know, we don't want to play our best basketball now, but we're trying to play our best basketball at the end, and you know, we're leaning up to that. And I think the games that we've played in is really going to help us in the future for sure.
And you know, it's about to developing that bench, you know, preparing the next varsity players. You've got a fairly young team, of course. You know, the seniors. You've got I was almost said Gasnier because he reminds me so much of Cole, but Gavin Reese, who has been, you know, he's quiet, but he's such a great leader. He does the right things and just how he carries himself. But working on, you know, creating more depth is, it's hard to do at times, but it's something that all teams work at. What's your approach?
You know, that's a big thing. You know, I've got two freshmen that really have potential to be great, great varsity players. But they have a lot of learning to do. So working them in, you know, them getting to play in the Kabul Holiday Tournament Championship and seeing that stuff, that's only going to make them better for the future.
And, you know, a lot of people don't, you know, it's like, oh, we should, you know, they need to play more. But, I mean, as a coach, don't you want to put players in a position where they can have some success instead of, you know, getting knocked around and possibly picking up bad habits?
Yeah, for sure. You know, you don't want to put a freshman in too early, especially one that's not ready. You know, we want them to see a lot of time on the floor. You know, I tried to get them in before the Kabul Holiday Tournament, so they kind of had some stuff that they knew how to do. And, you know, you want to put them in the best position to succeed.
Absolutely. Coach Harrell, the Liberty Eagles, thanks for spending a little time with us this morning, and good luck tonight, and we'll see you in Hartville.
Yep, thank you, guys.